We have Ann Swerdfeger on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, I think it's great to be chatting once again because we know we have an upcoming Stratford Festival season, so this is exciting. It's spring, it's summer, it's Stratford.
It's really upcoming. It's so close. We have our very first performance of Rent on April 8th. Almost here.
Yeah, that is coming up fast. That's certainly one of the many great shows to look forward to for this season.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm going to get to see it on the dress rehearsal over the weekend, so I can't wait. I've seen a couple tidbits here and there and heard some of the singing over the sound system at the festival. It sounds incredible. So I am really looking forward to seeing, getting a taste of it over the weekend and early next week. So next Thursday, I'll be able to talk about that.
Oh, that sounds good.
We also have Spamalot coming very close to getting on stage. So just a couple of weeks till I get a taste of that and of King Lear. It's really so exciting. So many shows. I think 8 shows are in rehearsal right now.
Yeah, that's incredible. And as we talk about, you know, they're in rehearsals right now. Gosh, we got previews coming up quite quickly. It's amazing. Like, it seems like such a long season, but it's amazing how quickly this all comes together.
I know, it feels like forever, but when you look at the amount that's accomplished, it's really so impressive. I was down in Props and Wardrobes the other day, and my gosh, those people are talented. I'm sure I say that all the time, but we wouldn't have the festival we have if it weren't for the artisans and their incredible talent. The stuff that's being made for Spamalot is hilarious. The costumes being made for... Oh my goodness, all of the shows are just spectacular.
Yeah.
I'm just so impressed, and it's going to be so exciting to see it all on stage. And Wrinkle in Time, too, fascinating, beautiful compositions. The composer is, everyone's talented, so needless to say a talented person, but her orchestrations for... original compositions for Wrinkle in Time brought the room to tears.
And I know folks have been asking about the upcoming Stratford Festival season. We can remind folks this is going to be a full-on season.
It is. 13 shows, all 4 theaters. We're back. It's still going to be incremental. I mean, we are hoping to get enough people here to keep us all afloat in the city.
Oh, absolutely.
But we're doing our darndest. Yep. And 13 shows across a full season from the beginning of April right through to the end of October should provide for an amazing tourism season.
And there's so much with this season. We have the forum announcements coming out.
Yeah, the Meehan Forum is just come together, and we're just about to announce that. What we'll be announcing early next week is that it's now going to take the form of special weeks, themed weeks. So I think people will really enjoy, especially locals, diving into those weeks. June has Pride Week, and there are so many forum events associated with that. In July, we're doing a season deep dive, so that's Anthony Cimolino, the artistic director, is going to lead that. In July, we have CBC Ideas Week. I know a lot of local people love coming out for Nala Ayed and all of the CBC Ideas team, the series of programs they put together for us. New York Times will also be here in July. And we're going to do a Stratfest at Home Film Festival as well.
Oh, wow.
July, which will be great. That's going to be in Lazaritas Hall.
Oh, my goodness. So, again, you know, we talk about the season, but as you mentioned, with the Meehan Forums, it's such an opportunity to take a real deep dive, as you say.
Yeah, it's incredible. We're going to, one of the weeks we'll celebrate global theater, another we'll celebrate readers and writers, and that's all going to be led by Margaret Atwood, which is incredible. And, it's, I don't know how we do it all. It's remarkable. I should mention that the final week in September is Scholars and Experts Week for the forum. But then throughout the entire season, we also have special performances and concerts and everyone's favorite Monday night music and tours and all kinds of things happening. It's quite a season, and congratulations go to the team that puts that together every year. It's truly a spectacular accomplishment by a very small team.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, Anne. I don't know how you do it with Stratford Festival. So we have to plan our itinerary. Is the visitor's guide coming out?
Yes. We've changed up the timing a bit this year. Again, that's another pandemic adjustment. And it's going to be hitting people's mailboxes mid-April. We're not in April yet, are we?
Just about. It's pretty close, pretty close.
And it's a new look visitor's guide, which I absolutely love. I think everyone is going to be really impressed with it. We've gone to a magazine format. It's still got the calendar and everything about the shows and the forum and all of that information in it that people want, but it also has a number of editorial articles and absolutely gorgeous photography by Ted Belton. It's really beautiful. I think people are going to have a great time delving into it.
Yeah, I have seen a copy of it. As you mentioned, it is magazine style, but it is terrific, and the photos are fabulous.
Aren't they gorgeous?
Oh, just gorgeous.
Yeah, I think people, let's do a little tease there and get people watching every day in their mail for it to arrive.
You got it, exactly. So much happening. Again, the website is stratfordfestival.ca. Get your tickets. Again, we got preview tickets available.
We do, yes. Come see Rent early in April. And before the end of the month, you'll be seeing Spamalot, too. I mean, yeah, it's time, people.
Come on out. Enjoy wonderful theater with Stratford Festival. Anne Swordfeger with all the details. And Anne, we'll chat again next week.
Great. I'd love to talk to you again.